Grammar Girl here. Today, we'll talk about irregular verbs. Why do we say we saw a movie instead of we seed a movie? And did you know that the past tense of the verb help used to be hope instead of helped? But first, we're sponsored by GoToMeeting. The new version of GoToMeeting includes HD faces, and HD is for high definition. It gives you high definition group video conferencing. It's like Hollywood used to just imagine video conferencing could be. Everyone is crystal clear and there's no lag. Within 10 seconds, you really feel like you're in the room with the other people. The video quality is so clear and natural that nothing compares. It's the highest resolution in the industry. Get your free 30-day trial. Visit gotomeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Most of the time, you add ED to a verb to put it in the past tense. Slurp becomes slurped, scarf becomes scarfed, and offend becomes offended. When you make a verb past tense by tacking on an ED, you're dealing with a regular verb. It's the regular way we make things past tense. But English also has verbs that don't follow this pattern. Verbs such as am, which becomes was, tell, which becomes told, and sing, which becomes sang. These are called irregular verbs because they don't follow the regular pattern. People who grew up speaking English just know the irregular verbs, but children and people who are learning English as adults struggle with them. As toddlers are learning the language, they often say things such as, he braked my doll, instead of he broke my doll, and daddy goed to the store, instead of daddy went to the store. And adults who are learning English are faced with memorizing a long list of irregular verbs. So what's the story with these weird, troublesome irregular verbs? Well, irregular verbs are relics from the past. Believe it or not, the rules for conjugation, a fancy word for working the verb, were even more complicated in Old English. Our regular verbs are called weak verbs in Old English. But Old English also had at least 7 different kinds of strong verbs. Many of our irregular verbs are holdovers from those 7 types of strong verbs, which is why you can't see any one pattern when you look at a list of irregular verbs. There are actually multiple sparsely represented patterns. For example, teach and catch become taught and caught. Choose and freeze become chose and froze. And some verbs don't change at all. Hit and quit stay hit and quit in the past tense. Over time, English became simpler and many verbs were regularized, meaning we lost the irregular form and just made them past tense by adding ed. Languages become simpler when a lot of foreigners learn the language as adults, especially when they're just learning by listening to everyday interactions and don't have formal books and classes, as would have been the case between Old English and Modern English. And researchers noticed something really interesting about which verbs stayed irregular and which verbs changed to become regular. The more often a word is used, the more likely it is to stay irregular. In fact, every one of the 10 most common English verbs is irregular. I am becomes I was. I have becomes I had. Do you becomes did you, and so on. These are all easy words, single-syllable words from Anglo-Saxon origins. Besides be, have, and do, they're go, say, can, will, see, take, and get. Researchers at Harvard found a strong correlation between how often a verb is used and whether it regularized. They think the 10 most common verbs held on to their irregular form so firmly precisely because they're so common. They actually compared the process to biological evolution, in which changes, mutations, in the most important genes are the least likely to propagate. Getting back to verbs, think about how often you hear the verbs am and have in everyday conversation. I have to go now. I am hungry and I have a headache. If you're learning English just by listening, these are going to be the easiest verbs to learn properly because you hear them over and over again. But if you were someone learning English in the Middle Ages, dealing with words you don't hear very often, to chide, for example, you may not be able to remember that the past tense is chode, And instead, you just default to the regular rule and say chided on the rare occasions when you need the word. Or you wouldn't have even learned the verb, and you wouldn't know to correct your children when they defaulted to the regular form. Once enough children grew up thinking chided was the normal form of the verb, chode was doomed. Finally, there's a nuance and a couple of exceptions to this verb evolution process that are worth talking about just because they're so strange and interesting. First, verbs don't always evolve at the same rate in different countries. As far as I can tell, nobody knows why, but British English speakers have held on to irregular verbs more than American English speakers, which is why they say dreamt, burnt, and learnt in Britain, and we say dreamed, burned, and learned in America. Second, there are a few rare verbs that were regular, but have taken on an irregular past tense. It's like evolution going in reverse. Sneaked is the regular past tense form of the verb to sneak. But sometime in the late 19th or early 20th century, snuck started sneaking into English. And sometime after 1800, people began to prefer the irregular verb lit to the regular past form tense lighted. Lit and lighted both currently exist as fully acceptable past tense forms of the verb to light. Snuck is still considered slightly less acceptable than sneaked, but according to the Harvard researchers, 1% of the English-speaking population switches from sneaked to snuck every year, with the shift being most powerful in America. Snuck and lit are unusual exceptions, and the bottom line is that you either know the irregular verbs because you absorbed them by growing up in an English-speaking country, or you have to memorize them, which is a pain. But if you have to memorize them, I hope you at least find it more interesting now that you know you're digging into the relics of English, and that one reason these irregular verbs still exist is that English learners in the past could remember them. Thanks again to GoToMeeting for sponsoring this podcast. Get your free trial with HD Faces today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and this podcast is an expansion of the irregular verb section of my new book, Grammar Girl Presents, The Ultimate Writing Guide for Students, available online, in bookstores, and this fall through Scholastic Book Fairs. You can find more great content and a full transcript of this podcast at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.